The Door by Magda Sabo. Read by Sean Thomas for Naxos Audiobooks. The Door. I seldom dream. When I do, I wake with a start, bathed in sweat. Then I lie back, waiting for my frantic heart to slow, and reflect on the overwhelming power of night's spell. As a child and young woman, I had no dreams, either good or bad, but in old age I am confronted repeatedly with horrors from my past, all the more dismaying because compressed and compacted and more terrible than anything I have lived through. In fact, nothing has ever happened to me of the kind that now drags me screaming from my sleep. My dreams are always the same, down to the finest detail, a vision that returns again and again. In this never-changing dream, I am standing in our entrance hall at the foot of the stairs, facing the steel frame and reinforced shutter-proof window of the outer door, and I am struggling to turn the lock. Outside, in the street, is an ambulance. Through the glass, I can make out the shimmering silhouettes of the paramedics, distorted to unnatural size, their swollen faces haloed like moons. The key turns, but my efforts are in vain. I cannot open the door. But I must let the rescuers in, or they'll be too late to save my patient. The lock refuses to budge. The door stands solid, as if welded to its steel frame. I shout for help, but none of the residents of our three-story building responds, and they cannot because I am suddenly aware. I'm mouthing vacantly like a fish, and the horror of the dream reaches new depths as I realize not only am I unable to...